Good morning. Temperatures starting out on the comfortably cold side across most of the region, with everyone basically in the 20s. Clouds moving in from the coast in the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England, and more clouds out into western and central New York. In between, we'll have some bright spots or even a fair amount of sunshine to open up the day, and this will help push temperatures back through the 20s and into the lower 30s by lunchtime. Eventually, though, most of the area will have mostly cloudy skies as the two systems combine, the one from the south throwing plenty of clouds and maybe even a few snow showers to southernmost New England, and the one from the west bringing some clouds in as well. And this will allow temperatures to reach into the middle and upper 30s by the end of the day. Skies will remain cloudy overnight tonight with just a few snow showers around, most likely closer to the coast as that system passes by, and low temperatures dropping back into the teens and lower 20s. Then we'll focus our attention on that disturbance swinging through the Great Lakes as it passes by during the day tomorrow. Skies will be cloudy. It will turn breezy and colder behind the system with scattered snow showers, and highs will only manage to get up to around 30. High pressure building in will keep it dry on Wednesday with sunshine, although some clouds ahead of the next system will move in by the end of the day. Highs will be in the upper 20s. This will set the stage for that next system, which will arrive late Wednesday night and early Thursday morning. Temperatures will be cold enough to support a round of some light snow or snow showers, which could dust the ground up to a couple of inches by the morning commute on Thursday. Though with temperatures warming into the middle and upper 30s on Thursday afternoon, just some scattered rain showers. A few snow showers around on Friday as the front stalls off the eastern seaboard. It'll turn windy, and with a developing wave of low pressure along the coast, it looks like colder air will start to flow in by Friday afternoon. So early in the day on Friday with a few snow showers will be in the 20s, although temperatures should drop back into the teens before the day is through. This is part of the next cold wave that'll approach for the weekend. High temperatures on Saturday will barely get above 20 despite a fair amount of sunshine, and perhaps another system approaching on Sunday with temperatures staying in the 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, low pressure off the southeast coast will move to the Canadian Maritimes by tomorrow evening. This storm will produce rain over the mid-Atlantic into the southeast with rain and thunderstorms over Florida today. Meanwhile, a powerful storm system will bring threats of excessive rainfall, river flooding, and landslides to western Washington state, and heavy mountain snow across the Pacific Northwest and Rocky Mountains through tomorrow. An avalanche warning is in effect for the Washington Cascades due to the combination of rain and strong winds. And the Joint Typhoon Warning Center is tracking two tropical cyclones in the southern hemisphere. One will remain on the weaker side as it heads toward New Zealand, and the other, a more powerful storm over the southern Indian Ocean that is expected to remain over open water. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility under clear skies, 9 above zero with a west-northwest wind at 24 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 29 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 28 degrees, the dew point 20, 72% relative humidity, a north wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.30 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at San Diego, California, to a low of 12 below zero at Willow City, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy, a few rain and snow showers, lower 40s. Boston, mostly cloudy, a late-day snow shower, mid-30s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with snow showers and highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday, 49 degrees, the low, 29. The average temperature, 39, that's 16 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday for the month, 12.7 inches of snow, which is 3.6 inches below normal. And at 24.8 inches for the season, we're now 8.3 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low, 15. The record high 54 set in 2002, and the record low 10 below zero in 1925. Sunrise this morning, 7:13 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:04 p.m. 9 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Cloudy tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today with highs in the upper 30s. Cloudy tonight with a few snow showers and lows in the lower to mid 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the lower to mid 30s. Cloudy tonight with lows near 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Cloudy tonight, a few snow showers possible, and lows in the lower 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Any sunshine giving way to cloudy skies today with highs in the middle and upper 30s. Cloudy skies tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, colder, scattered snow showers near 30. Dry on Wednesday, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds in the upper 20s. Some light snow Thursday morning, rain showers mixing in the afternoon, upper 30s. More snow showers Friday, then increasing sun and turning windy. Temperatures starting in the 20s, then dropping through the day. Sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday in the lower 20s, and a chance of light snow on Sunday with highs in the 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.